Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't Sell Squad podcast, episode 59. Do you need surgery or not? With chronic pain and injury, surgery is usually suggested at some point. So in this episode, I'll show you how to decide. I've been asked this question many, many times, and it even came up with a chat with a current client. So I'm working with someone who has foot issues, and he was getting an MRI, and they were saying that it might be a heel spur, so that they're waiting on that. And like, I've had this conversation with so many clients, and with the hundreds of clients that I've worked with, I've dealt with it all. People who didn't have surgeries, people who've had surgeries, people who didn't get surgery, were told to get surgery, but the rehab got them over their issues and they were fine, so they didn't need the surgery. I've had clients who got the surgery, didn't help them, and then the rehab helped them, and there's been people that the rehab didn't help and they needed the surgery. So there is no one answer to this. Like most things in life, it's complicated. It depends is the answer. And we're going to go through it here to give you the best kind of little model to help you run through it yourself and decide if you want to go ahead with the surgery or not. Because surgery, it's a bit of a big deal in ways, which we'll get to here. So just for myself as well, to let you know, like, I've experienced with the two. So I've had two surgeries so far, more on the way. So the two that I've had, the most recent one, I got surgery on my right knee for my meniscus. So knee surgery on the meniscus. And the other surgery then is I broke my left leg and tore my left ankle ligaments at the same time. So it's called a Maisonneuve fracture. And I got surgery there to insert a tightrope around the ankle, because the ligaments were fully torn and the leg was broken, so things wouldn't set properly. So to get surgery there, the ligaments weren't ruptured. I don't think they needed to reattach them. I think it was literally just putting the band around it to help it heal properly. So I've had those two surgeries. My left meniscus is torn, which is annoying me, but I can manage it. So more than likely surgery on that in the future. And, you know, I could go on. There's nerve issues in my neck, which I've been able to manage. I would have guessed there might be a labrum tear in my left hip, but I can manage that. So again, look, I have a lot of personal experience with these things too. We'll just go into the points, because I suppose I'll weave in my own experiences and client experiences into the points that I have. So first one, start with the low hanging fruit. Okay, so I'll just name out the three, I suppose. We've point one, start with the low hanging fruit. Point two, reversible versus irreversible decisions. And number three, what can you live with in hindsight? Okay, so number one, start with the low hanging fruit. And this is where we have the options of surgery versus movement. And it is a bit crazy. Like, some of the stuff in the healthcare industry that obviously ticks me off, because I've been there for 10 years looking for results when I didn't get them before. But I still remember when I had the 10 years of the chronic pains and injuries in most parts of my body. So like the hips, the knees, the neck, the back. And going in to someone, and one of the first things they suggested was surgery. Which in hindsight is absolutely ridiculous. Like, at the time, I didn't know anything at all, and he's the expert, he's like God to me, he's the doctor, and like, just the fear that puts in you, the worry, geez, I must be fucked, all these things, it's insane to me. Like, we should be going for the low hanging fruit, just like I'm saying, what's the easiest non-invasive thing that you can do for your chronic pain, for your injuries? It's movement, it's mobility, it's doing a program. Because like point two, there's nothing that's irreversible there. Try to actually move your body in the way it was designed to move. That wouldn't be the first step, no? Do you see what I'm saying? If it's like movement, like lifestyle factors, etc., etc., surgery is down at the bottom. Like, surgery should be the last resort when nothing else is working, or like the rehab isn't working and there's some sort of structural issue that has to be changed. And that's what happened with my right knee. Like, I got torn meniscus in both of my knees, and the rehab sorted the left one to a level that I'm happy with. Again, number three, what can you live with? I'm happy with that. I can do jiu-jitsu, I can do martial arts, I can train in the gym, I can do everything I want to do, but it flares up a bit sometimes. Whereas with the right knee, that one was so bad that I couldn't train jiu-jitsu, or I couldn't train martial arts, and I couldn't squat in the gym. So I can't live with that. And I wanted to get the surgery on it. There was structural issues there. I needed to get the meniscus largely taken out. So that's what we do. Start with the low-hanging fruit. If you're someone who has chronic pain and injury, and someone is suggesting surgery, have you tried the things up here? Surgery's down here. Have you tried these things up here? And just, you have to be honest with yourself. And, I saw this YouTube, I did some stretching, I went to this coach, did a bit of his stuff, not really sure if it worked. You haven't tried it properly. And, you know, awareness is the first point of change. You just need to be honest with yourself. Have you fully committed to a program, to like a mobility program, for 3 months minimum? If you haven't, you haven't tried the low-hanging fruit. Maybe you have, it's not worked, cool. Then you start moving down the scale. But that's the main thing. Start with the low-hanging fruit. Because even, I'll pull out two client examples who got surgery and it didn't help them. Paul Morris in Florida and Tom French in the UK. Two of those guys had chronic back pain going on for years, and both of them got surgery and it didn't help either of them. Because they just got the surgery, did the small bits of basic rehab that's kind of outdated, and were still getting back pain, still couldn't do the sports and activities that they love to do. And if you understand the biopsychosocial model of pain, if you understand how to prepare the body for the demands of sport through mobility, strength, cardio, it makes complete sense. When they told me their stories, I'm like, you're not doing the right stuff, unfortunately, but we're going to do it now. We got Paul to overcome the back pain for years, got him back to the gym, got him back playing golf. And then we got Tom back to the gym and back playing Astro football in his late 40s. I think it was into his late 40s, when they never thought they'd do these things again. And again, nothing crazy or special about them. I've no magic exercises, just basic science in the human body, going for the low-hanging fruit, working on those things. Yeah. So look, you get that point. Start with the low-hanging fruit. Only go for the surgery as a last option, like I've had to do and other people have had to do in certain cases. Second point then, this is a concept I actually heard on a podcast, and they mentioned Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, and just about some of his strategies that he used in business. And one of them was reversible versus irreversible decisions. So whenever he's making a decision, one of the first filters he uses is that he gets them all and he puts them through that filter. Is this a reversible decision or is it irreversible? So when he gets the decision to be made, it goes in. Okay, that's a reversible decision. He makes that one very quickly. Why? Because it's reversible. There's not much risk. But if he puts it in, the decision comes out here. This is a pretty irreversible decision. That one needs to take a lot of time and consideration because I can't reverse it. And the way he described it was through doors. If I can walk through that door and come back through the door, I'm going to decide quickly. If I walk through that door and I can't come back, that needs a lot of my time and consideration. I'm not going to make any snap decision, no matter who the manager is, because that's what I need to do. And it's the same thing here. We're just applying that to this question. Do I need surgery? You know, I suppose you could debate it's reversible in a way, but in other ways it's not. Like, even in those cases, luckily enough, that Paul and Tom, the surgery didn't affect the rehab that we did. Like, it didn't help solve the issue, but it didn't make anything worse. But there has been cases where you can go and get a surgery and maybe you didn't even need it, and then the surgery has now messed up your body in a way that you can't recover from with the rehab. Like, Jesus, just think about how annoyed you would be if that was me. Holy Lord, that would not be good. Like, the anger I would have over that. But again, look at it all, eventually come back to myself. Why didn't I take ownership? Why didn't I learn these things? That's why I'm trying to share them with you. And yeah, I suppose that that's leading us into point three, like, what can you live with? So that point two is just that concept of reversible versus irreversible decisions. You can think of it, the analogy of the door. If you can't come back out through that door, you better think about that decision. And like, you can bring that over to life. You know, the simple kind of reversible decisions, I don't know, what gym am I going to join? You know, that's reversible. You go to the gym, you don't like it, cool, I'll join a different gym. That's different than, I don't know, I was going to say, who are you going to marry? I suppose that's reversible in a way, but you get what I'm saying. It's a much more crucial decision that you have to make. So you should think a lot more about that one compared to, let's say, which gym am I going to join? So on to point three then. what can you live with? Because this is coming back to you. Look, I have different programs around. There's the Mental Freedom One, the Lifestyle Design. And in the Lifestyle Design, the biggest regret of humanity is living a life... Sorry, the biggest regret of humanity is I didn't have the courage to live the life true to myself. No, let me get that right now. Not having the courage to live the life true to myself, living the life that others expected of me. So that's the biggest regret of humanity, and it links in here as well. And I've experienced that in pretty much most parts of my life. When you take advice from somebody and you haven't thought about it yourself, and then it doesn't work out, you regret that. Like, you blame them first, and then maybe you learn a bit more about it, and you're kind of like, it's really down to me there. I just outsourced my power to them to try and help me or fix me. I didn't take ownership myself, and they either misled me or they tried to help me and it didn't work, but it doesn't really matter. You're left with regret now because you didn't look into it yourself. So that's what's coming in here. I don't want you to have any regrets over this. As I'm saying, like maybe getting a surgery, you didn't need it, and now that surgery has affected you so much that you can't play your sport ever again. And like, I'll give you an example here. John Danaher, so one of the best jiu-jitsu coaches of all time, which I was talking about in the stories this week, that's what happened to him. So he had a rugby background, you know, he had lots of injuries and stuff from rugby, I think it was the knee injuries, and ended up getting a knee surgery, or a few knee surgeries, but one of them, they actually shortened his leg by accident. Now, I can't remember the specific details, but did they shorten, you know, one of the tendons or ligaments? I can't remember exactly what it was, but basically his leg ended up being shorter than it was before the surgery. And because of that, his gait and everything was changing. And because of that, the leg that they shortened, he got so much hip issues on that side that he had to get a hip replacement. And just so many things, it just cascaded like downhill. And like, he couldn't do jiu-jitsu anymore. And like, he's crippled in a way now. Like, he can't use his body at all the way he wants. But in fairness to him, he had the don't settle attitude, the anti-fragile attitude. This terrible thing has happened. What am I going to do? My body's crippled now. I'm going to go all in on my mind. And he studied jiu-jitsu to a depth that most people will never understand. He used his philosophy background. He was a philosophy professor.